Welcome back to the Air Canada Centre. Andreas Janssen's first period this season ended in the infirmary where he was stitched up after being cut. Young man that suffered a concussion a couple of years ago while playing with the Toronto Marlies. So that is good news. He is back on the Toronto bench. And the Leafs will defend the goal to our left and the Stars to our right to start the second period. A 2-2 tie. 11-9 the shots favoring Toronto.
Well, even though Freddie Anderson held the Pittsburgh Penguins to two goals on Saturday night, 11 of his last 14, three goals against or more. I think that's why you're getting the questions. Is there fatigue setting in? Is you maybe rest him? What are your thoughts on that? Hitting down?
Well, I mean, they've had over the last 2.5 weeks about as much rest time as you're going to get.
But I would still, personally.
I would too.
Close to splitting them.
Yep.
The rest of the way. Because I think the other side of it, Bonesy, you want to make sure, worst case scenario, you got two guys ready.
Absolutely.
And
you know what? And Curtis McIlhenny has earned that.
Yes.
I mean, his stats, 7-4-1, 2.20, .931 save percentage.
But you don't want him going to the postseason having played once in six, 7 weeks?
Absolutely. Now, he'll play tomorrow night in Buffalo. And
we got another set of back-to-backs, the Islanders and the schedule. I know the Islanders are involved, I believe.
Just a minute. Florida, no. Islanders and Winnipeg play at home against the the island on a Friday night and home against Winnipeg on Saturday.
Garrett Sparks may be getting a courtesy start. He's done an outstanding year with the Marlies as well.
Down into the corner it goes for Pitlick. The Stars up against the wall with Gardner trying to tie him up. It goes around back of the net. Now it is Roman Polak wedged off it by Faxa, but the Leafs get it to the line, but not out. Long shot is into the catching glove of Anderson with Radek Faxa right on the doorstep, and it will be a faceoff coming in the Toronto zone to the right, which is the other reason why they are not rushing Austin Matthews back. He has skated, still wearing the red non-contact jersey in practice sessions, but again, a luxury that the Maple Leafs have because of where they are in the standings. And as long as they continue chugging along with points and wins, it doesn't have to be at a record pace, but just a steady pace, they are in no danger of having someone catch them. And at the point, another long shot into the glove of Anderson and held once more. But now here you got the Boston Bruins who are having some difficulties with injuries and a very difficult schedule down the stretch. It'll be interesting to see how that transpires.
But to me, I think you'd rather have them healthy. Make them play all those games.
Yeah.
Because they've still got a chance of catching the Tampa Bay Lightning for first.
The Florida Panthers will play a big role in all of this. They have Boston four more times. Out at center ice here is
Boston
Riley
Tampa,
sending it in.
Boston Tampa three more times.
Yeah, maybe along the boards and play back of the net. The one game that was snowed out, and there have been more snow in the New England area, is going to be played later in the season, and that was Florida. On the left wing side, brought into the Toronto zone by Lindell. Shot hits the side of the goal. Morgan Riley playing it off the boards to the line. Knocked away there by Sagan. Into the slot and a shot. Blockered save. Rebound shot into the glove of Anderson. And he's got it and holds for a faceoff.
Boy,
and Jamie Benn is right in the grill of Frederick Anderson. And so Morgan Riley is there as well. A couple of boys from BC probably talking about the salmon fishing.
Well, Morgan Riley tries to bank it off the left wing boards to get it out, and it's the wrong line to turn it over to. Even though Radulov has spent time, we've seen Richie on this line in place of Radulov, but Radulov has been the steady when it comes to Sagan and Jamie Benn.
Benn sitting on the edge of the boards, carrying on the conversation, it looked, with Riley. On back of the net, the Leafs play it off the boards to center. It was not touched by Kapanen. And an icing charge will bring the faceoff back into the Toronto zone again.
Well, including this game, 8 of the last 13 for the Maple Leafs on home ice. So that long stretch, and I think we saw it in their play through December. Late November, December, was a long stretch for the Leafs where there were a lot of road games. And you maybe saw some fatigue by the time they hit Vegas and New Year's. Came home for a six-game homestand, only won twice.
Lekanec lost the draw. It goes around the board's far side. Andreas Janssen pins his man to the boards. The puck in that far corner. Janssen got it freed up there for Carrick. Back for Janssen. Seguin, or at least Spezza, took it away. Now in against the far wall. Trying to play it back in as Faxon. It goes around back of the net. Radulov trying to work out. Radulov a centering pass. And a quick shot by Spezza. Goes off a stick and up into the screen out of play. The Leafs having difficulties getting out of their own end.
Jason Spezza, it's been quite a turnaround. He's been mostly a fourth-line center for Ken Hitchcock. Here the Dallas Stars. Was a healthy scratch earlier this year in a game in Boston. And hasn't found the back of the net in 24 games. And certainly, those Ottawa Senator teams that were blowing the Leafs out on a regular basis. That's the centering Alfredson, Danny Heatley.
Shot kicked away by Anderson. The left wing side fed in by Esa Lindell around back of the net. Polak can't get to it. He gets it freed up though by his winger and it is off a body and the Leafs are going to get it out at center ice. Here's Kadri. Long bouncing shot. Oh wow. That took a wicked hop on Lehtinen and he was just able to raise his left shoulder up enough to fend that off and get it into the corner. How has your night been so far? And down into the Toronto zone it goes.
Madison Kadri thinking I can do anything now.
And across the line for the aforementioned Kadri. Playing it onto the backhand. Patrick Marleau around back of the net. Marleau one-hands it into the corner but can't get it back to the blue line. Ellie will carry out at center now for Dallas. Left wing side for Jason Dickinson. Dickinson dropping it back. Dickinson into the corner trying to find Remy Ellie again, but the pass is intercepted and the Leafs get it out now and Bozak works in over the line. Bozak has it taken away from behind and it's back out into the center ice area. Here's Ellie in on the right side and a shot taken by Dickinson went just wide of the net. Kept in now by Dallas. Back to the point it comes to Hamhuis. Hamhuis bunts it towards the front of the net. Riley took it away there, and Dickinson working on him as the Leafs play it off the glass to center ice. Loose puck now intercepted by Toronto on to Van Riemsdyk, shot into the zone offside, and it'll be brought back out into the center ice area with 16:41 to go in period number two, and the game is tied at two.
And the Dallas Stars have stormed back to take a lead in the shots on goal category. That's here in the second period, 6-1 Dallas. So the Leafs let them back into the game after the Leafs struck two goals 25 seconds apart. 4:28, 4:53 of the opening period, but 4-on-4 situation, so Dallas tied quickly.
Brought to center by Klingberg, and his shot is being deflected up into the screen and out of play, and another faceoff coming this time outside the blue line.
The last 14 games coming into this one, that includes the game in Montreal last night. 11 of the 14 for Dallas, two goals scored or less. So the Leafs have had trouble keeping the puck out of the net. The Dallas Stars have had trouble putting it in.
Leafs now with 78 goals in the first period, which is the number one mark in the National Hockey League. The second period, though, they're 20th. They've scored just 66 times in the second period. And a face-off coming again in the Toronto zone after an icing. Kapanen out there with Lekanec and Andreas Janssen. Draw one by Toronto. Travis Dermott plays it off the boards, but it's cut off there. And here the Stars back in with a shot that deflects wide of the net. Carrick trying to get it wide into the near corner. Off a stick it goes to Lekanec and on to Kapanen. Kapanen gets across the line. Janssen trying to backhand it in front for Lekanec and it comes back to the blue line. Just trapping it there is Hainsey. Hainsey walks down the boards. Centering pass on the backhand is cut off and now brought out at center by four Stars to center. Riley trying to get back. Is able to knock the puck into the corner, but then a sharp angle shot is taken and smothered by Frederick Anderson. 15 shots on goal for the Stars, and they've had six in this period to the Leafs' one.
Almost like the Leafs thought this was too easy, getting that 2-0 lead early, and they really, not only have they taken the foot off the gas pedal, but once Dallas tied it with the two quick goals playing 4-on-4, you see, all of a sudden, the confidence started to come back and went right to their legs. The Leafs have been a step behind. It's about 5 minutes to go in the first period.
Wrapped around the boards, but trapped. No, not trapped at the blue line. It comes out at center. Komarov couldn't get it away there from Esa Lindell. And now it is shot by Toronto down into Stars territory and cleared back to center ice. Bouncing puck brought into the zone. Here's Seguin with a wrist shot. The rebound scores! Tyler Seguin follows up his own shot and tucks it home. And the former Boston Bruin has given the Stars a 3-2 lead.
I think what happens here is Jake Gardiner tried to clear it up the left wing boards and hit the linesman. And the puck bounced back the other way, but it's still a 2-on-3. And we all know what happened in Buffalo. Ron Hainsey hit the referee behind the net. But Seguin took the shot and then blew past Jake Gardiner to pick up the rebound. So as much as it was a bad bounce, this was still very preventable to keep Seguin out of the scoring area.
37th goal of the season for Seguin. 13th goal that he has scored against the Leafs in 26 career games, and now 25 points as he has a goal and an assist. A bouncing puck in front of the net is swept away by Dermott. And now the Leafs are going to bank it out at center ice but not get possession as it is shot right back down into the Toronto end. Pass for Carrick. Swept around back of the net for Dermott. Dermott gets a long lead pass to center looking for Hyman. That didn't work, and it is cleared on the backhand right back into the Toronto zone. An unassisted goal from Tyler Seguin, and the Maple Leafs aren't having much luck with the officials getting in the way of things, but still it has been a solid start to this period by the Stars, and now an icing is wiped out on the hustle there of Remy Elie, and it is cleared off the glass and into the crowd, and a faceoff coming in the Toronto end with 14 and a half minutes to go in period number two.
We've seen a wake-up call here. Somebody's saying, well, there's a big hit. Or is somebody scoring a big goal? But the Leafs have got to find a way to get this turned around.
Mike Babcock's not one to call a timeout during these stretches. I mean, some coaches do, and the Riot Act is read at the bench to see if they can't spur a little bit of an effort into things. But Mike Babcock historically has not done that. Here the Stars in again, sending it wide. Devon Shore around back of the net. Hainsey is able to get it freed up for Morgan Riley. Up on the right wing side for Brown. Brown doesn't get it out, and the shot was whistled over top of the goal. Into the corner for Shore again, and the shot knocked away by Anderson. The puck goes down into the corner as Anderson was tangled up with Elie in the side of the net. Elie in the near corner, and Hainsey chasing him. Leafs Brown is able to muscle it ahead, and it is Van Riemsdyk getting a pass to center and sending it down into the Dallas end. It has not been down in that end much. Here's Bozak coming in front, and when he tried to get the shot away, the puck rolled off the heel of his stick. Stars back the other way. They're going to slap it down into the Toronto end, and it manages to make the screen. And so it is whistled down and will be played out into the center ice area when we return. The Dallas Stars have scored three straight goals to erase a 2-0 Toronto lead. 3-2 Stars. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Joe Moen and Jim Ralph back here at the Air Canada Centre, where the Maple Leafs trail 3-2. After leading 2-0 on goals by Kadri and Van Riemsdyk that were scored 25 seconds apart.
It's hard to really come up with some clear-cut scoring chances they've had since the 2-0 lead.
Other than the bounce.
And then the bounce at the other end that went up onto the top of the net. But other than that, I don't think you would look at the night Makari Leonard has had in goal, and say the Leafs have been able to take advantage of a guy that might have been a little shaky after the first one.
Well, just a dozen shots to this point in the game, and we're closing in on the halfway mark. Played out at center ice. Stars knock it back to the line. Stolen back by Plekanec. And now Gardner with a weak pass that gets up on the wing, but failed to reach Marner, and it's shot right back down into the Toronto end. Some line juggling going on here from Mike Babcock. Marner out with Plekanec and Hyman at this point.
And nobody missing on the bench.
So. No, at center ice, here's Hyman breaking in on the right side. Gets down into the corner for Marner. He's rubbed out on a hit on the boards, and the bank pass gets past everybody, but it's down off a stick into the Toronto end. Polak, a lead pass to center. Leo Komarov was tied up too well to accept that. It's cleared back into the Toronto end. Polak into the corner with his man. Off the glass it comes to the blue line. Lindell trying to get it to the net, and then it was blocked. Here's Sagan backhanding into the corner. Hustling after it is Brett Ritchie on this line along with Sagan and Ben. They have it up against the end boards in back of the Leaf net. It is still being pushed aside as it comes out in front, but the Leafs have it there, and skating it out is Leo Komarov. Komarov to the line, flips it in wide of the goal. Back behind the net, Komarov got a piece of his man, but then Marner stepped on the puck, and the puck, or at least Marlowe stepped on the puck, and it is now cleared by the Dallas Stars down into Toronto territory. Stars have lost the first two games of a six-game road trip as it's brought to center ice by Toronto. Here's Morgan Rielly. Rielly in over the line, dropping it back for Ron Hainsey. Hainsey's backhand didn't reach the net. Now it comes in front, and unable to get a shot away was Kadri in the slot. Played back along the boards to the near side. Kapanen can't keep it in. And here's Radek Faksa bringing it into the Toronto zone. He has it spun off his stick, but gets it back again. Leafs steal it back, then lose it. Janssen couldn't get away. Andreas Janssen gets it out at center, but unable to penetrate into the Dallas end. Shot right back in over the line. Here's trying to get to the net. Faksa unable to get a shot away. Leafs Rielly trying to play it around the boards. Hainsey knocks it back to him. And now it is a centering pass that comes out at center into the neutral ice. And it is Andreas Janssen clearing it into the left wing corner. Rushes down in there to get a hit in, but the puck comes free. And the Dallas Stars have it in their own zone with a pass out at center. Shore in across the line. Driving the net was Ellie, but the pass and the puck went into the near corner. Leafs come away with it. Dermott gets it ahead. Kapanen failed to handle the pass. Gets it handed to him. Now he plays over on the left wing side. Travis Dermott has gained the zone. Leafs into the corner with Bozak sending it around back of the net. Brown and Bozak and Van Riemsdyk now the forward line for Toronto. Off the glass and into the corner for Bozak. Couldn't find Brown into the slot. And Hamhuis now for Dallas plays up on the left wing, and Faksa got it to the line and out. Ellie into the Toronto zone, stolen back by Dermott. Maple Leafs come out with a pass ahead for Brown, overskated it, then lost it, then fell down, and now here's Radulov in, and fortunately for Connor Brown, the play was whistled down on the offside.
Well, at least they're skating in quicksand right now. As the Dallas Stars, the first one to lose pucks along the boards, winning the battles. And I think part of it is the whole mindset. I think the Leafs knew Dallas had lost a couple coming in, that they'd have trouble scoring goals. You get up too quickly, and all of a sudden that two-goal lead becomes your biggest enemy.
During the TV timeout, Babcock had all ears on deck for a bit of a dissertation. Which is probably one of the reasons why he didn't call timeout. The television boys were going to provide it. Now here's Marner coming to the side of the net. Centering pass on Plekanec. Had it go right by his stick as he was right on the doorstep. And Plekanec fails to gain his first point in a Leaf uniform. Into the corner now down in the Toronto zone. Marner on the wing. It goes for Polak and up ahead for Hyman. And he shoots it into the Toronto bench. 9:35 to play in period number two. The Dallas Stars have scored in the second period on a goal from Tyler Seguin unassisted to gain a 3-2 advantage. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. We've got a goaltending change happening here.
Freddie Anderson has left.
Not on the bench. He's left the game. And Curtis McElhinney is in goal for Toronto.
This was during the commercial timeout. Anderson went to the bench. Had a discussion and
left. So it is cleared down into the Toronto zone. And a whistle down here on the offside, so it's coming back into the center ice area. Not sure if we saw anything that precipitated this.
I don't know if it was
in the way of an injury.
Was a slower body.
But Curtis McElhinney, who is 7-4-1 and a 2.20 goals against average.
And also won the game in Dallas. The 4-1 victory right before the All-Star break when Anderson won in overtime the night before in Chicago.
So he is down to our left, and the Leafs get the puck back to the blue line to Hainsey. Hainsey pounding it off the boards, but it goes high and ends up in the screen and out of play. And everybody is kind of searching around for a possible reason why Frederick Anderson has left the game. And left the game and left the bench. So this is not just a goaltending situation. I'm wondering if it's equipment. Brian Papineau is still on the bench. Bobby Hastings is not. So it may be equipment, but we'll wait and see. Brought out at center ice by the Stars. Pushed in on the right side for Roussel. Roussel goes down into the corner and around back at the net. Tried to center. It's poked along the wall, but Roussel is able to pin it there. Now trying to pry it free is Leo Komarov, and they have. Hainsey skates it out at center. Hainsey to the red line and fires it in. Round the boards on the near side. Bozak got it freed up. It goes down into the corner. He didn't see it. Comes back up on the left wing, and the Stars will get it out into center ice. Klingberg sends it down into the Toronto zone. 57 points for John Klingberg as we get an offside at the blue line. Or is it an ice? Nope, offside. Faceoff back in the center ice area.
Well, you mentioned Jamie Benn has a goal tonight. I find this hard to believe, but 22 times this year, the players had 5 points in a game. 22 times. The last player to have 6 points in a game was Jamie Benn. That was November 14th, 2013, the game over the against the Calgary Flames. Kadri and Marner have had 5 point games.
When's the last time somebody had 10 points in a game? Once. Rolling puck in on goal, steered wide by McElhinney.
Yeah. I can never remember the date. No. It's January, though, right? Did it happen? No, February.
February. I have trouble remembering the date. Reasons. Bounces down into the Dallas zone. And played to the line, not out. Kadri keeping it in. Marlowe took his pass, but couldn't deliver a shot. And a clearing pass went off Jake Gardner's skate, knocked him down. Leafs roll it in, and Lehtonen steers it aside. If that's a shot on goal, it's a generous shot on goal for Toronto. Just a dozen thus far.
12-1 Dallas here in the second period.
Down into the corner it goes. They have given the Leafs a shot. It's now 13. Here's Nylander. And across the line, fed to an open wing. No one there. And the Flames play it out at center and batted by Alexander Radulov down into the Toronto end. Hainsey goes into the corner there with Spezza. And the puck is turned over, and the Leafs have numbers at center. In across the line for Nylander. Nylander closing in. The pass to the left wing side to Riley. Back in front of the net for Nylander. And the play bogs down without a shot on goal. Kept in at the blue line. The Leafs trying to come away with it. Nylander did. In traffic. A shot by Brown right on. And Nylander spins the rebound off the pad of Lehtonen. Here's Carrick. Far side and a sharp angle try. Went high and wide from Connor Brown. Carrick keeping it alive. First bit of pressure the Leafs have mustered. Left wing side for Riley. Off the boards and into the corner for Carrick. Hyman tries to center, but is too well covered. Brown couldn't get to it. And the crowd gets into it here as it's lifted to center ice by Dallas. Right back in again from Connor Carrick. He's trying to keep the pressure on a tired group out there, but it's cleared to center ice. And now here's Jason Dickinson in on the wing. His wrist shot is deflected wide. Rebound goes back to the net. Stars have gotten their change in. Plekanec takes his man to the boards. And now here's Dermott trying to fish it free. And he does. And Kapanen can't find an open man. And neither can Andreas Janssen. As against the boards, it's dug out there by Dickinson. Shot directed wide by McElhinney. Round on the boards, it goes to the far side, but not up. Kept alive now here by Dallas, spinning off the line to the far side. They score! Shore setting it up on the far wing, and Remy Elie fires it home, and the Dallas Stars have scored four straight goals to take a 4-2 lead.
And cue up the video game replay. As, I mean, this was just coming off the left wing boards, curling to the middle of the slot, untouched. And Shore throws it to the right wing side. Dermott was late getting to his man. And after the Leafs have one good shift here in the second period, Remy Elie has put them, the Dallas Stars, up 4-2 here with 5:57 to go in the second period.
Sixth goal of the season for the Dallas player. And the first goal against Curtis McElhinney after he took over for...
And there's absolutely nothing he can do on this.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know how you get that much time and space to walk into the middle of the ice.
Down into the corner it goes, and now around back at the Toronto goal. Wraparound attempt came in front. Gardner intercepts and plays it on a bounce to the line and in. Offside is called by the linesman with 5:33 to play.
Take it easy, Patrick. Take it easy.
Back here at the Air Canada Center, a 4-2 Dallas lead.
And it's, I mean, they have absolutely dominated the Leafs, especially since the 5 minute mark. The turning point right now was a 4-on-4 when Roman Polak went off for cross checking at the same time they took Radulov off for
goalie interference.
Yep. Leafs would have been better off just to take the penalty. Then Dallas scores. It's only one goal instead of scoring 2 4-on-4.
That was Ben and Faxa scoring, and now the Stars are back for more, and it comes off a stick and comes to center ice. The Leafs have won 10 straight on home ice, which is the new franchise best, but are in danger of having that streak end here now with 5 minutes left in the second period as Ben runs into Kadri on the far side. The Leafs get it in across the line with Morgan Rielly. Rielly turns. Flips it around back of the net for Marner. Couldn't drag it along, and it is fed around the boards to center. Racing after it is Radulov. Radulov in over the line, dropping it back. Here's Klingberg going to the net, and he snapped it wide. The rebound on the near side wouldn't settle for Faxa to get a shot at the goal. Polak with Radulov chasing him. Got the puck freed up, banks it off the boards to center ice. And now here's Bozak getting it to the line and in. Long shot by Marlowe goes off a stick and has ramped up into the screen and out of play. And Mike Babcock, you can sense, is not very pleased with what has transpired here. He's been juggling the lines a little bit through this second period,
well,
in which the Leafs have mustered just 3 shots.
Well, you can go through all the records you want. Look at how teams do in back-to-back games, and another team has been at home waiting for them. This defies any kind of stat that you might be able to come up with. The Dallas Stars look like the much fresher, much sharper team. Dallas losing last night in Montreal against the Canadiens. And the Leafs, quite simply, have gift-wrapped a number of opportunities for Dallas.
At the blue line, a long shot by Van Riemsdyk didn't make it through. Radulov gets it ahead, and Faxa comes to center. Radulov held the line enough to get Spezza across the line with a shot. That deflected wide of the Toronto goal and is played around back of the net. There has been no sighting of Frederik Andersen since he left the game mid-period here and replaced by Curtis McElhinney. Here's Gardner. The pass up on the right side, fed in by Van Riemsdyk. Down into the corner goes Bozak. Now Leo Komarov can't help him out. Pushed to the line. Van Riemsdyk got there first. Back of the goal. He sends it to Bozak. Bozak trying to work his way away from the checking and into the near corner. Unable to get free. And the Stars will play it out into the center ice area. Dallas is...
They're winning every battle.
They are. They sure are. Every battle for each loose puck has come away with a white jersey in control of it.
Dallas, two goals late in the first period to tie it up at 2-2, and now two goals here in the second period. A dominant second period, having outshot the Leafs 14-3.
Down into the Toronto zone. Dermott ahead. Did that touch Hyman's stick? Apparently did. Icing waved off, and the Stars will just play it out at center ice. Carrick got it back at center. Brown couldn't get it away from the play of Johns, who plays it high to center ice. Left wing side for Devin Shore. Taken away from him by Connor Carrick. Carrick up on the wing for Hyman. Hyman had it knocked away, and it's around back of the net. McElhinney plays into the near corner. Carrick was grabbed onto without a call there as the puck comes free to the side of the goal. Wrapped to the line and just out. And is unable to keep it in with Essel Lindell. Leafs at their own blue line. Carrick clipping it to the Dallas zone. They'll regroup with 2.5 minutes to play in the period as it's bounced down into the Leaf end. McElhinney gives the puck away back of the net. It was centered by Ben, but no damage done. And here's Dermott coming out now with a pass ahead for Kadri. Nazem Kadri to center. Bounces a shot in. And looking more like a shortstop than a goalie there was Kari Lehtinen, who takes it on a hop and touches the bag and completes the double play.
One of my favorites, Bob Uecker, when he was asked, how do you catch a knuckleball? He said, I wait till it stops rolling and pick it up, throw it back. That's what it looked like there. There's Nazem Kadri, second time in this period, Kadri tries to bounce one from long range. Kadri, of course, opened the scoring when Lehtinen got cut out of the net. Came out to play the puck, bobbled it. And Kadri chipped it into the empty net, and the Leafs were off and running, it seemed. But the Stars have had something to say about it.
Puck back of the net for Roussel, trying to center, but blocked there by Hainsey. It comes back to the blue line, and a long shot is snared eye high by McElhinney's left hand. And a faceoff coming in the circle to his right. So far, there's not been any release made by the Toronto Maple Leafs regarding injury or illness to Frederik Andersen. And I think with the length of time we've had, we can certainly rule out equipment.
Yeah.
Draw to the right of McElhinney. And Bozak is being waved out, so Leo Komarov will move in.
Third time the Leafs have made a goaltending change this season. Second time due to injury. Remember, game against Anaheim. Andersen left.
Here's Radulov with a backhand try. And that was stopped by the blocking glove of McElhinney. Here's Bozak to center. Fed in on the right side for Van Riemsdyk, who gets to the puck, chipped it back, hoping for some support. But it's the Stars who come away with it. And now here is Radulov to center, launching a high one into the far corner. Polak leaves it there for Gardner. With speed, he circles the goal and comes out on the right side. Chipped ahead for him there by Komarov. Gardner goes down into the corner to get it around back of the net. Centering pass by Van Riemsdyk. Didn't hit Bozak. Kept in there by Gardner. Bozak on the near boards and back of the net for Van Riemsdyk. Spun off the wall to Gardner on the left wing side. Centering pass has gone off a stick and found the screen with 1:05 to play in the period, and a faceoff coming in the Dallas zone, where the Leafs have seen 4 consecutive goals erase a 2-0 lead.
And with all due respect to the Dallas Stars who have hung around, I think the Leafs are probably a bigger reason for the 4 straight Dallas goals than the Stars have been. The Leafs have just looked like they're a tired team, and of course, they've only played twice in the last 10 days.
Played down into the Toronto end with less than 1 minute to go. A rolling puck in on goal is going to be smothered by McElhinney. And there'll be a faceoff coming in the Toronto zone to the left. John Klingberg with an assist has passed Craig Hartsburg, who in 82-83 and 86-87 for the fifth most single season assist by a defenseman in Dallas Stars franchise history, 51. Klingberg's had a great season. Faceoff to the right of McElhinney. Less than a minute to go in the period. Leafs will make their way down the QEW to the little shop of horrors in Buffalo for tomorrow night. See, Eichel is skating again for the Sabres. Draw one by Dallas. Shot wide of the net. Goes around back of the goal. Spun in front of the net by Sagan, but quickly cleared back into the corner. Now here's Ben getting it along the wall, and it has gone off a stick and into the crowd, out of play. 42.8 seconds to go in the period, and another draw coming in the Toronto zone.
Well, Ben Bishop, the regular goaltender for the Dallas Stars, is on the trip. They hope to get it back in the lineup soon, but Kari Lehtinen is a guy that's been around a while. Broke in with the Atlanta Flames not that long ago. Atlanta Thrashers. And twice in his career, he's played 69 games in a season.
Played into the Toronto zone again. Riley off the boards for Hainsey. Played on the backhand for Kadri. Kadri to center, trying to go rink wide to Riley, who was jumping into the rush, but now here's the Stars, who get it down into the Toronto end. Klingberg spins it off the boards and down around back of the goal. 16 seconds to go in the period. On the wall for Marner. Marner to Hainsey. Through the neutral zone and in. Hainsey to the left wing side. Time running out with 6 seconds left. Down into the corner. And Kadri's not going to get it. It'll come to the line with one last shot. And it was blocked off the stick of Hainsey. And the Dallas Stars are full marks for a 4-2 lead that they'll carry into the third period.
Well, full marks, 16-4. They outshoot the Leafs in the second period. So we'll see if somehow the Leafs can regroup and put some pressure back on Dallas in period number three. Looks like they're going to have to do without Freddie Anderson.
It is a 4-2 Dallas lead. And to dissect things thus far, Jim Taddy and Greg Gilbert standing by for our second period intermission. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.